Cut Knife, two women from Cut Knife traveled to Quebec City, K. for the Canada 55+ Games between August 27 to 30. Along with other local athletes from the River's West District, Marion Blaine and Mary Ramsey were among the bowling team, where Ramsey came home victorious once again, winning gold in her division against other athletes 85 or older. Both ladies are no stranger to the lanes and can be frequently found at the Cut Knife Country Lanes bowling alley. Blaine, who is 72 years young, first started bowling at the age of 35 at the Neilberg bowling alley. "I became an EMT, so I had to quit. It was hard trying to bowl and be available to work at the same time," laughed Blaine. She got back into the sport only 5 years ago at the lanes in Cut Knife, where she also helps out on Thursday afternoons. Ramsey, who will be 87 in November, has been bowling since 1997. "I was with Rivers West for 20 years and was always encouraging others to come play, not just bowling but all the games we offer. As for bowling, I just love it," she said. While both senior athletes have attended the national games in the past, the games in Quebec City were much different than expected. "We had to do duckpin-style bowling, which we have never played before," both said. Duckpin-style bowling uses 10 pins, which are shorter and fatter than the pins in 5-pin bowling. Players use only 2 balls, with an option to use the third ball in the 10th frame. The alley is also sloped towards the center. "The trick is to not throw it too hard. It is always nice to try something different," said Blaine. Both bowlers took part in the singles events at this competition, where Blaine preferred having less pressure on her as opposed to the team bowling. After the games, athletes were treated to tours throughout the old part of the city, including the sites of Basilica of St. Anne de Beaupré, the St. Lawrence River, a strawberry farm, and a chocolate factory. "This was one of the most memorable games I have attended. It was much different from other games, everything was in French and English, there was so much history, and the people were really helpful and friendly," added Ramsey. Blaine and Ramsey both continue to stay active and are always encouraging others to join in. "You only play as hard as you can, don't go hurting yourself. It's a good way to stay active," said Blaine. "It's lots of fun and you get to meet lots of people from all over, regardless of what sport you are in," said Ramsey. Both women will be back to the lanes soon and are looking forward to seeing others, young and old, come out to have some fun.